President did captain log the number of achievements that have been made, including peace and security, albeit volatile, the country now enjoys economic revitalization that is taking place, including infrastructure, debt clearance, the image that our country has built. But more importantly, there is now hope in the future of this country as indicative of the investment that is taking place. She spoke of the challenges, but said now it is time to confront those challenges. And who is best to lead the fight against those challenges but someone who's put in place the vision for the country to follow.
I spoke with a member of the opposition, and they expressed serious concern. The fact that the president made her announcement during her State of the Union speech. You don't find anything wrong with that?
No, I don't. Absolutely. The president has the right to make a disclosure or an announcement wherever she finds fit, and where best to make an announcement, like somewhere where the representatives of the people are based, which is the Joint Assembly Hall.
Cyrus, I'm sure the question that most Liberians will be asking is that how can the president announce that she is going to run for re-election when the Truth and Reconciliation Commission report says that she should not be allowed to hold any political office for the next 30 years?
The report of the Truth and Reconciliation Commission are recommendations, and those recommendations have been advanced to the national legislature. Mind you, the president has said there are other good aspects in that report. Our people, the Liberian people, will find a way out in implementing those aspects which do not violate our constitution.
The president spoke of governance and the rule of law. There are those who will say that under her administration, several things have happened. People have been found allegedly for corruption and they have not been prosecuted. So people will say, where is the rule of law?
Well, there are systems which have been put in place. What people are used to in this country is arbitrariness, and that is what the president has said she will not do. That is rule of law, and the president is obliged to respecting the rule of law.
The fact that the president announced her candidacy during her deliverance of the annual message of the state of our national affairs is most indicative of what's happening in our country. Well, the president cannot discern her constitutional duty from a campaign affairs, our country is in trouble. Liberty Party will be calling on the president of Liberia, as of today, to account for every tax dollar that is expended, whether to travel in the interior of Liberia or otherwhere, because we're not sure whether or not it will be campaign trips or trips pursuant to her official duties. Of course, will necessarily account. I hope so. But if she doesn't, I guess we'll just have to just treat it as just another affair of public corruption that remains unresolved and unprosecuted as many incidents over the last 4 years.
What do you make of the president's decision to run for re-election, even though the Truth and Reconciliation Commission final report bars her from running for any political office for the next 30 years?
I must say here that the issue is not whether one agrees with the commissioners as such, but they must be commended. Because for the first time in living history, we had men and women who were courageous enough to look at the facts and indict a sitting president. Our duty as a people, as I always thought, is to find a balance between maintaining peace in our country and upholding the rule of law.